Right, it's just gone 20 to 5 with Scott on Radio 1. Now, I think it's Fergie's in the building right now, but she's gassing her way outside. She likes to talk a bit, doesn't she?
She's next door, isn't she?
I know. I don't know who she's talking to.
Yuck,
blah, 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 blah. Anyway, listen, I thought what we could do is do some kind of, like, rallyoke idol with her, because, you know, the performances have been interesting on the rallyoke nights. Well, I did her song at karaoke before, didn't I? I did Don't Funk With My Heart, remember?
Yes, you
when we did.
Did
hip-hop karaoke?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking what we do is maybe get her to be a judge on, let's say, Coxie's performance.
Right.
Or Joss and Allard's.
Oh.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, we're going to do all of it, both of those performances.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe Chris and Louis Walsh as well. That was a highlight.
Have you got your old Don't Funk With My Heart knocking
about? Sadly, I can't find it.
Oh, well, there's a surprise. What a shame.
Right, Fergie should be next on Radio 1. And Fergie is here. Hello.
Oh, what's up?
How are you, all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we were waiting for ages chatting away next door, weren't you?
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah. How are you, all right?
I like to make the boys chase.
How are you? Okay.
I'm good.
Now, you flew into the country when?
I flew in a few days ago.
Yes, we know that. Because one of our listeners spotted you on the plane.
Oh.
And rang us yesterday.
Oh, nice.
We've got, like, our spies everywhere. And you were in first class, obviously.
Finally. I've worked my way up.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah, draw the curtain across. You can't see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I've worked for that since I was 7 years old.
What's the flossy flossy, please?
Flousy flousy is kind of a slang way of saying flossy flossy, and it's when you're flossing, when you're showing off.
Oh right, not your teeth.
No, you're obsessed with teeth.
No, our listener said that she was watching you to see if you'd eat anything on the flight, and you did.
Oh, I ate a lot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she didn't say that.
I had the pasta, the bread.
So you're not one of those kind of, those size zero people who just have an ice cream for lunch?
No, no, I'm not. I went running in Hyde Park today. 8 a.m. It was horrible. No, it was beautiful, actually.
She also said that you wore those kind of, those flight thrombosis socks and pulled them off. You see? You know those socks?
Oh, yes, I did. I love those.
Yeah?
Yeah, they keep you warm. They're comfy. They're clean.
I don't want you to feel like we're watching you the whole time.
Oh, I guess.
Are they clean?
This airline is crazy.
So, in your new single, you say that although you're riding first class with Flossie, that you're still quite down to earth and normal. Is that true?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I want to keep that always, you know. That's why I like to go work out, you know, in the middle of everybody, because I like to kind of see people and feel like I'm out in the open, because being on tour with the Black Eyed Peas, we're secluded a lot, you know, in hotels, and I like to get out there.
Okay, but you must get recognized all the time as you're jogging through Hyde Park of a morning.
Well, I just did one. It was my first day back.
Okay.
But
surely you must be a bit showbiz. Come on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, that's what glamorous is about. It's about, you know, the dichotomy of the whole thing. It's about being flousy and then also wanting to drive through or, you know, go to a pub or, you know, just do something regular.
Well, you're quite flousy, aren't you?
Flousy.
It sounds different when I say in a man accent, really.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't think that you're showbiz at all?
Not at all, no.
Really?
I know, I'm like Fergie.
You're very tan.
I'm down to earth. Yeah, happens
a
lot.
First, Firstly, twice a week he tops that tan up.
When was the last time you used public transport?
Public transport.
What's that?
I know. Probably about 2 years ago.
When was
taking a cab.
When was the last time you used public transport?
Yeah, maybe the same.
Well, public transport, the airlines don't cab.
No, airlines. Oh, okay. No, talking bus.
That's all the time.
Bus, train.
Yeah, I act like I'm flying in a jet all the time, you know, in the video, but really not. You can't afford that.
Do you do your own laundry?
Do I do my own laundry? Not at this time.
Okay.
I'm traveling, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do your own laundry?
The thing is, right?
Is this a glamorous test?
Yeah.
I don't mean to, am I sensing this?
I don't mean to bore you, Fergie, but when I bought my dishwasher, right, it was too big, right? So I had to get a mini washing machine, one of those really stupid small ones. Because there wasn't enough space for a big washing machine because I bought a dishwasher that was too big.
Right.
In white good news. Right.
So I've only got a small one.
So I take it to the laundrette.
So you have somebody to do your washing for you as well? Yeah?
Well, not, I guess, yeah. Okay.
When was the last time you cooked a meal?
I can't cook.
Right.
Fergie.
When was the last time you cooked a meal?
I had a lasagna cooking contest with my boyfriend.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking shit. We were, you know, bluffing to each other and bragging about our mother's lasagna recipe, right? So I say, okay, let's have a contest. So we go to the grocery store, and each of us gets a cart. And we roll through and get all our ingredients. And, you know, he's checking on mine, I'm checking on his. And, you know, I'm the better bluff. Okay, let's put it that way. So we get back, and his sauce is from the jar. Mine I'm making, you know, from the can, and, the diced up peppers and onions, and I'm flipping and I'm tossing. But basically, we put ours in at the same time, took them out, cut a slice. His came out a perfect square. Mine was mush.
Oh, see?
But at least you tried.
I tried, and he thought I was going to win. But his was better.
You've got so much in common.
No, she cooks, you don't.
What about cleaning your own house?
I don't have a house.
Well, you're homeless.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do have a house.
I have got a house.
Do you clean your own house?
I have done.
Do you clean your own house?
Yes.
When did you last clean your own house?
A while ago.
Right.
But I do clean it. I live with my flatmate, the comedian.
Yeah.
And at the moment, another lodger.
Oh.
And they're all three blokes. Like, we're
bachelor pad.
Do you have a personal trainer?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a personal trainer?
Oh.
Yes, you do.
And now here's Fergie's brand new single. It's Glamorous on Radio 1. It's Fergie and Ludacris and Glamorous on Radio 1. Now, listen, I need to say sorry about that naughty word that Fergie accidentally said in that last segment. Mm-hmm. In fact, she's going to say sorry to you all right now.
I'm very sorry, and I am an expensive date because BBC Radio is going to have to pay lots of money because I said that word.
Yeah, and you see Laura through there?
Or Scott's going to have to pay.
You see Laura through there?
Laura?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hi, Laura.
She's lost her job because of what you just did. So... I don't know how you feel about that. It's all fine.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
So sorry.
It's all right. They need to make cuts anyway. Now, we're joined by Fergie off the Black Eyed Peas. Just you on your own. Are you and the Peas getting back together anytime soon?
We will, but right now we're all working on our own stuff, so there's no time for that. So okay. We will. We're all going to go in our own corners right now and do our thing, and then we'll come back and when we're old and gray and... give it a go.
So it's going to be a while then.
No, it'll be, you know, it won't be old and gray. You know, we have hair dye, but
don't we all?
You're looking pretty spiffy yourself.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I like it. Suit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh. It doesn't happen very often.
Did you wear that for me?
It's because because you were coming.
Oh yeah, I didn't believe that.
Now let me ask you a question. We've got this game on our show called the Dave Game because in Britain there's always a Dave nearby. You call them up, there's a Dave.
Right, I believe that, yeah. I've met several Daves.
If you phone any number, there'll be a Dave.
Okay.
Then, yesterday, we were told by somebody in America, this is John in Philadelphia, who listens on Sirius Satellite Radio, that if you call a Waffle House in any of the southern states, there will always be somebody there called Bubba.
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 Yeah. Now, this is all we got.
I want a Bubba.
Bubba.
Landa.
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba.
Who?
Bubba.
Huh?
No, there's no Bubba there.
It's not quite the same.
Right, and here's another one. What's so funny?
There's no Bubba.
What's funny?
There ain't no Bubba here.
Oh, she's on something.
Yeah. What funny can happen at Waffle House. Now, are we being had? Are we calling the wrong places? Because we called Alabama, and we've called about four pages of Waffle Houses, not one Bubba.
Oh, well, maybe it's the way you're saying it.
What do I need to do?
Bubba.
A burb. Is that it?
They're going to think you say burp.
Do it again.
Bubba.
Bubba. Yeah?
You sound like you're saying Burberry. Burberry.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, they're saying that we should call like Georgia or Louisiana or South Carolina.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. Atlanta.
All right. But there are Bubbas. They do exist.
There are Bubbas, yeah.
Okay, good.
Do it one more time.
Do I have to?
Just for me.
Fergie, you do it first, let me.
Bubba.
Bubba. Now... oh, God. Now, at the moment, the Chris Moyles team are doing a big rallyoke tour of the UK to raise money for charity for Comet Relief. Have you ever done karaoke?
Oh yeah. Right. I've done some serious karaoke.
Okay, when?
Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend owns a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
And he's known to do Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Wow.
Yeah, at full volume. And I'm known
to
do...
every night?
Oh, no, no. Sing me a lullaby. No.
Just before bed.
And what's your speciality?
I'm either... I think I'm a like a version Madonna, you know, rolling around on the floor. Okay. Tactile. Okay, or my latest one is Don't Be Cruel by Bobby Brown. That's a good one, because you can do the little rap part.
They have a hip-hop karaoke night, and I know when you look at me, you think hip-hop.
Yeah.
They have... I did one of your songs. I did Don't Funk With My Heart.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I was Will I Am.
Oh, do you have a copy of this?
Sadly, it's lost. But,
you could sound like the Streets.
I really did.
More like a cul-de-sac.
Beds. Now, we call them beds.
After 5 o'clock, we were hoping that you'd be a judge for us here, because... they've been going around the UK all week doing this karaoke. We kind of want to make it like American Idol or X Factor.
Oh.
And you can maybe be Simon Cowell. I'll play you a couple of the clips from the rallyoke tour, and you just tell me who you think is the best, all right?
Okay.
Okay, right, we'll do that after five. Fergie is with us on Radio 1. It's 5 o'clock. Fergie is still with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you're going to be Paula Abdul now. Imagine that.
You told me I was going to be Simon Cowell.
Oh, you can be whoever. Whoever you want to be.
Simone Cowell.
Here she is. Simone Cowell. On Rallyoke Idol.
Are you Paula Abdul then?
I'd love to be Paula Abdul. One of those pointless dogs. Right, okay. Let me play you a couple of clips from our rallyoke tour, okay? You have to tell me who would be your rallyoke idol. You're on the judging panel right now. Okay. First of all, this is Radio 1 DJ Sarah Cox. Have a listen. We'll hear the performance and then I'll have your opinions.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm had never rings. I'm not doing breakfast anymore.
Let's go to Louis first.
Totally effortless, great fun. You brought the fun factor to the X Factor, and I think you can win it.
Right. Okay, Simone.
What? I can't tell if that's a man or a woman. I don't know what I'm picturing here.
Okay, right, okay, it is a girl. It's a girl. Chappers used to work with her. You describe her.
I was going to say, I had many mornings like that as well. She's probably 24 still, and very glamorous, and
very
from
glamorous.
The north of England.
But then she has a very strong Cher-like texture to the voice.
Cher has
a very strong voice, so sometimes, you know, you can't tell.
Yeah.
But
whether she's a man or a woman.
Very talented. Very talented. I just didn't know. Didn't know. But she was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Let's move on from that one. Right. Here's Chris and Louis Walsh. He's one of the X Factor judges.
I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless, baby, I'm not the kind. Don't go breaking my heart. You take the weight off of me. Oh, honey, when you knock on my door,
you'll see it.
Okay, that was Chris and Louis Walsh. Simon?
Young man, that was outstanding.
Okay, and Simone?
Sounds like there's a little beer clanking in the background. Because there was a click, there was a quick heart in there.
It might have been martini.
I think there was maybe, a sip in between there.
Yeah, okay, what about the voice?
It was very passionate.
Okay. And here's the most amazing one for me. This is from the Chris Moore Show. It's Aled and Joss. Joss is a girl, okay? Listen out for her voice in particular. Doing Robbie and Kylie with kids.
Need a revolution!
Please for heavy time.
Baby, groove it slowly where you are.
She's not joking. She actually is that bad. Louis.
He gave it everything.
Yeah. And Simone?
You know what? In my opinion on karaoke, the worst is always the best. So
exactly. That's what we said.
I give them the best rating. She is awesome.
So Jocelyn wins karaoke idol.
Man, that was outstanding.
There we are. Thank you very much. Hang on. That's the end of karaoke idol. Thank you very much for being one of our judges today, Simone.
Thank you.
What are you doing later? Are you being glamorous somewhere?
I'm going to Transmission. Going to rock out on the show.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, listen, have a good one. Thank you very much for coming in and being such good fun today.
Thank you, Fergie.
Thank
you, Scotty.
This is Bibi Claro. Now, let's draw straws on who's going to phone Sarah Cox and tell her whether about Fergie not knowing whether she was a man or a woman.
You can do that one.
Biffy Clyro and Saturday Superhouse on Radio 1. It's Scott. It's 5:16. I'm loving it that she didn't push when I asked, when she said, you know, can I hear you doing karaoke, Don't Funk With My Heart?
No, if she'd have been more persistent, would you have found
it? Well, obviously it does exist, but she kind of bought that it was destroyed in the Great Fire of 2007. You! She's real nice, isn't she?
She's lovely, isn't she?
And she looks hot.
Hot.
Scissor Sisters. Yeah.